I want to welcome Alan from the Bowling Club to the studio. Good morning.
Good morning, Aaron. Nice to be here.
Yeah, nice to have you in the studio. So we've just been sitting here having a quick look at all the different things that are happening, but the main one we want to talk about today is about the Sunday event. It's called, I've got a little leaflet here, Outdoor Bowls Mufti Fun Day for Beginners. So mufti means you don't have to wear the whites, obviously.
No, just come along as you are. So
right.
You hardly wear whites now because all clubs have got coloured uniforms, etc.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of events are just mufti. This is one of them. Keep it nice and simple.
Okay. Well, just incidentally, what are the club colours when you wear a club outfit?
Yeah, we've got blue, light blue with dark blue collars and the raglan waves on. It's quite an impressive uniform.
Shows up the other clubs around the North Island.
Absolutely, yeah. Since we got that about 3 years ago, virtually every club in the Waikato has updated their uniforms also.
I've got to keep up with Raglan.
Absolutely.
That's the way it should be. So the fun day for beginners, that's this Sunday from 1 p.m. at the bowling club?
Yeah, that's right. Every year, Aaron, we run a event where if you haven't played bowls before and you've thought of coming along to the bowling club and giving bowls ago, then this is the day to come along. There's no pressure, just turn up. And all you need is flat soled shoes and just a bit of enthusiasm and we'll then show you the basics, etc.
Okay, so and you guys have got, I know you've got plenty of bowls there to hand out to people.
Absolutely, we've got 80 sets which we use for various community groups that come along, etc.
That must have been built up over a long period of time to have 80 sets.
Absolutely, and people often donate bowls to us. In fact, we've just had one couple donate us 3 brand new sets. So.
Oh, wow, okay. Oh, that's good. So it's obviously like a well-supported a club in that sense.
It is, yeah, and it's a good part of the Raglan community. Not only do we have our club bowls, which we've got about 50-odd members, but we host a lot of community groups. We host a lot of social events like 40ths and 60ths and
even
the odd weddings where people like to play bowls as part of the occasion.
Oh, really? As part of the wedding?
Yeah.
I haven't heard of that before.
I must say the weddings is mostly the next day event, shall we say.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right. Yeah, oh, yeah, the whole
week. We don't have any brides running around.
That would make an interesting photo shoot. So it's the whole weekend event at the bowling club for the wedding. Interesting.
Yeah.
But back to the beginner's day. So there'll be people on hand who can teach, and will you have some specific like games that you're playing, or how is that all going to work out?
Absolutely. So our club members will be there to just buddy up with, so we'll sort of have a couple of newbies and a couple of club members who will show them the basics, and then we'll have a game and then just refine their technique, etc. If it needs refining, of course.
Oh, you have some people who turn up and they're good right from the start?
Yeah, absolutely. We've had a couple of years ago a guy called Tim Ryan who started playing bowls and in his second year won the club championship. So,
is that right?
Yeah, some people are, shall we say, more natural than others.
Did he practice a lot though?
Yeah, he did. And a lot of our new members, and we have had a significant number of new members over the last 2 or 3 seasons, and I must say they're all very enthusiastic people who love to go down and practice on their own or have practice with our club coach, Terry Green.
So. Yeah, yeah. And also, as well as the bowling on the fun day, what else is happening?
Yeah, so we'll obviously have bowls, which starts at 1, and, we're not going to hold you there all afternoon. It'll just be sort of about an hour, hour and a half of bowls, and then we'll welcome everyone into the club rooms to just enjoy our hospitality and a light meal afterwards.
Okay.
The whole day's free too, Aaron. There's no cost at all.
Right, okay. So, folks, you can just turn up 1 o'clock at the bowling. Does everyone know where the bowling club is, surely?
Yeah, so the bowling club is on the corner of Wallace and James Street.
Yep.
and it's quite a excellent facility if you haven't been there. We've got two greens. We've got an artificial green, which is an astro green, and we've got a grass green. So we can handle pretty big events.
Yeah.
For instance, next week we've got our open tournament, which is open to all clubs in the Waikato, and we've got 32 teams, which is a maximum capacity that we can hold. So if you ever want to have a look at bowls just being played, there's two events that are coming up. You just wander down and have a look, if you like. This Saturday we've got the Club Mixed Pairs Championship, which starts at 9 o'clock and runs till about 3 o'clock. And next Thursday we've got our 2-4-2 Open Tournament, which again goes from 9 till about 3.
So do the other clubs like send their best team over, or is it a bit different, a bit more informal?
It's individual people from other clubs enter their team, but we've got, 18 visiting clubs coming next Thursday, for instance. So, it's just a great opportunity to come along and just have a look how people that have been playing bowls for some time play the game, and, you can pick up a lot from just watching.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Are you also going to be doing the Twilight Bowls again this start of summer?
Yep, that's starting on the Tuesday, the 12th of November. And, that's a very popular event. We usually have, a minimum of 20-odd teams for that.
Yeah.
And I think you honoured us with your presence for a couple of nights last year.
I think honour's a strong word. I was the worst player in our team, and then our team got the wooden spoon. So I took that to mean a poor standard of bowling coming from me. And it was interesting. One of the things that's interesting about it is, like a lot of sport, it's all about power. But with bowling, the ball's really heavy, so you've got to be able to take the weight. But then it's not about power after that. It's about control. It's quite different.
Yeah. So. The bowls are, reasonably, solid weight, but there's different size bowls. They go from 00 right up to size 7. So, whatever hand size you've got, there's a bowl to suit you.
So you can control it out of the hand,
And, it's a quite a simple game, bowls. It's just you've got to get your bowl close to the jack than the opposition.
Yeah.
And there's really... A bowl has a curved surface, so when you deliver it, it'll curve in towards the jack, but there's only two things you've got to master is where that bowl's going to start to break, to curve in, and also get your weight right. So once it's just those two things, Aaron, so it's pretty simple.
Well, you say that, but I felt like I needed to get down there for a few hours by myself and just, turn the arm over a few times and just get... That's what I felt like. I wasn't very familiar with what the right movements were. I hadn't done it enough times.
Yeah, listen, we encourage people to come along and practice. And as I alluded to before, we've got a club coach, Terry Green, who's very well qualified and is great at taking people that haven't played together to becoming reasonably competent at the game.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that certainly sounds like it's important and would be handy. So we're talking about the fun day, the open day for anyone to turn up this Sunday at 1, and that was also the Twilight Bowls that's coming up later on. But what about the club members who've been doing it for a long time, who represent the club and have been going around the place, or how have they been competing?
Yeah, so we have a regular club events. We have roll-ups, which anyone can come along to every Wednesday and Saturday at 1 o'clock, and plus we also have regular club events. We've already held four of our club championships this year. The last one was last Saturday, which was Tom Stevens Triples, and that was won by Ross Turner, who's also our longest playing member. Started playing in 1978, but he's still still the best, probably is the best bowler in the club. And him and Les Slager and Stephen Hand, who's one of our newbies, won that event last Saturday. So,
right. So they formed a team.
Yeah. They've just picked their own team. And so beside our club events, our members also play in events all around the Waikato. Like we've been at Cambridge, been at Frankton Junction, we've been at Huntley just in the past week. So, you know, it's an opportunity to get around. And also later in the year, we've got 8 ladies going to the National Club, Chartered Club Champs in Whanganui.
Yeah.
And then we've got team going to the Taranaki Fours in January. And we've also got a team going to the Men's Chartered Club Champs in Manurewa. So, yeah, there's the opportunity.
It's quite a busy club, obviously.
Opportunity to get out and about. You can play as little as much as you like. You know, we've got quite a few members who only play roll-ups, you know, just come along at 1 o'clock on a Wednesday or Saturday because that suits their lifestyle.
Yeah, so, it's a social thing, I guess.
So you can play as little or as much as you like, and also the membership fees reflect that, so you can just play, become a limited member or a full member.
There's
also a significant discount for a first-year member.
Okay, just to give people a little taste, discover how much they like it.
So it's only $45 to become a member for the first year, and also if you just wanted to be a limited member, it's only $35 for the whole year. It's a very affordable sport, and you know, you can gear yourself up. If you bought a set of bowls, you're most welcome to use the club bowls for, you know, initially. And if you wanted to buy your own set of bowls, you can, you know, for as little as $150 and get a very good set of second-hand bowls.
How much does a really expensive, high-quality set cost? How much does that set you back?
Yeah, listen, the most expensive for only $800. So compared
Did you say only $800?
But, you know, compared to, say, a set of golf clubs or some of the other sports that you pay, even a surfboard.
Yes, of course. Yeah, it'd be much as the bowls. Yeah, easily. Yeah, and people get into their sport and they do get quite focused on, I mean, what do you get with a high quality set of bowls? Are they all perfectly weighted, like identically weighted?
Yeah, you know, some take more green, or you know, they draw more than other sets, so that you just find after a certain period of time you've been playing, you'll find that a certain type of or make of bowl will suit your style of play better.
So that's talking about how wide you have to send it at the start.
Some you have to bowl wider. Some of them, like strikers, are reasonably straight.
Yeah, I noticed that when I was having a go, like the older bowls went especially wide, and there would be some new ones that were pretty straight.
Yeah, so true. Some of our sets of bowls date back to the 70s and 80s, and you've just got to take massive green or massive draw with those, which is, I must say, amazingly exciting if you can get that right.
That's kind of the fascinating part of it, isn't it? That remember the first time I saw it as a kid, that it seems absurd.
Yeah.
But that's what you do. Yeah. Hey, folks, we're talking to Alan Price, who is the, it's Price, isn't it? I got that right? Alan Price? Yeah, and from the Bowling Club. And they've got their Fun Day for Beginners this Sunday at 1 p.m. It's a mufti day. So you don't need to worry about wearing the correct clothes, the old-fashioned whites or a uniform or anything. Just turn up and a bit of food afterwards and that sort of thing.
Yeah, a bit of food and a bit of hospitality afterwards.
And we'll let everyone know we'll remind people when it gets close to the Twilight Bowls, let them know when that's starting as well.
Yeah, thanks, Aaron. That's on the 12th of November. So the sign will be up at the roundabout in a day or two, just to remind people of that and who they can contact, etc.
Okay, and if they want to talk to someone, can they talk to you if they've got any questions?
They can just talk to me. Twilight Bowls is a team of three, but if you haven't got a team of three or if there's just you, you can turn up and we'll put you in a team. Or
okay, good point. Yeah. And I've seen family. I remember there was a family there last time as well. So there's all sorts of people turn
up. Yeah, there is. Yeah, a lot of family groups, etc. It's a fun night. You know, we have music playing while you're playing bowls, and for Twilight Bowls, there's sausage and bread afterwards, which is all complimentary. So
right. Actually, I met my neighbour. Yeah. Which sounds silly, but we're on a hill, so the people down below us, we can't see them. We had no idea who they were, but we worked out that we knew each other after a while, so that was cool. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great way to socialise and meet people, Bowls, because, you know, you're all right there, which is why it's such a popular event for 40ths and things like that. Like, for instance, if you're playing bowls, someone's on one side of the fairway and someone else on the other fairway, whereas
golf, it's
very easy to socialise.
And it's not hyper-aggressive either, in case people are wondering.
No, that's right.
Yeah. All right, Alan, thanks heaps for coming in, and I hope you have a good showing on Sunday.
Yeah, cheers. Thanks, Aaron. Been a pleasure.